This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'll never say never to your wishes. I'll never let you fall. No, no, no. You always know I'm with me.
Behind the scenes. What are we doing on that podcast, by the way, Karen? Now that you're back, we are going to prepare a weekly podcast of behind-the-scenes conversation that goes on when we are not on the air. And I'm wondering how we're doing in that department.
And as Jennifer has reminded us, none of us can be president.
That's right.
Political aspirations.
If you want to run the Today Show, you're going to be out on that, too.
Right.
You're right. I think his career is over. Billy Bush, don't you think?
I feel really sad for him.
Yeah, he's a good kid. I've been with him a couple of times. I liked him.
Well, look at you said he's a good kid. Do you feel the same way about Donald Trump?
Say what?
You feel the same way about Donald Trump?
I'm taking a different perspective because the focus on Billy Bush maybe ought not to be the same as the focus on Donald Trump, because Billy Bush isn't running for president. He's a kid that was fortunate to have a good personality. He had a good radio show. He did well on television. He's affable. He's pretty smart. I was at a Hollywood party with him once in the Hollywood Hills, and he mixed me a drink. The drink was ginger ale, and he looked at me. He had gone to the bar, and he saw me. And he said, "Can I get you something?" I just want some ginger ale and cranberry juice. I think it was Sprite, whatever it was. He said, yeah. So then we were kibitzing about what he was doing and why he went to these things. He said, "My job is to get as much gossip as possible about anything and everybody." And, I mean, everybody was at this party. It was a real Hollywood party. I think it's the only one I've ever been to. Jack Nicholson was
holding court. And why were you there?
I was invited by somebody who put the party on that I knew, who wanted me to see what a real Hollywood party was all
Jen's
about.
Jen's line of questioning is the best.
Yeah. Wow. What did you expect? What did you think? Who? And why did you ask me that?
Oh, no. I was just curious.
Yeah, we want a little more dirt.
We want the juice, man.
Yeah.
Well, the juice about like Billy Bush in this circumstance. I mean, there were all kinds of... the reason I was attracted to him is because he seemed like a real person. Most of the people wandering around in the rooms in this guy's house, it was a Hollywood director. They were just not real. The get-ups on the women were not real. The guys were just phony baloney. But Billy Bush seemed like a guy that was grounded. And he was having fun. He was just taking down. He was doing what you want him to do, Jennifer. Get the dirt. What's the gossip? And I'm sure that's why he was invited. You know, those guys who do those shows are invited to all that stuff. Just to sort of give these people a great believers in, I don't care what you say about me, just spell my name right. So how come that doesn't work for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? It doesn't. If it doesn't work in politics, in politics. Yes, no.
No. I mean, we would hope to hold our politicians to a higher standard.
Yeah, we would hope.
Not anymore. Gossip, you know?
That ended with Bill Clinton. Yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Halloween.
And I don't think it's necessarily that their behavior has changed. I'm sure, like the politicians in history, you could hear the stories, right?
Jefferson.
Has made it acceptable because we are a 24-hour news cycle, because we live and die by the gossip news media. I mean, the TMZs of the world, we want the juice.
Right.
Now there's no boundary anymore.
Gossip reigns. All right, so let's talk about Halloween. You ready?
I love Halloween.
How much are you going to spend this year on Halloween?
I'm kind of playing with the idea of having a Halloween party, so probably a lot.
You're going to invite me?
I usually do every year. Last year I was traveling in the Czech Republic, so I didn't get to. So
They don't have Halloween there.
They do. Halloween, not like we have here.
Actually, was started as a Christian ritual. All Hallows Eve.
I thought it was pagan.
Say it's a pagan holiday?
I always thought it was.
Yeah. It's like all the holidays. The Christians stole all the... Christmas is a pagan holiday.
The Christians stole all the good stuff?
Right? They just steal it. Like it was like Bill Clinton stealing from the Republicans when he was president. All the good ideas. Okay, let's run with them. Anyway, Kara, how much are you spending on Halloween this year?
You know, I was going to say this earlier. When I was a kid, my parents would always talk about, like, how expensive Halloween candy was. And I don't know if that's what you mean, that or costumes, but I just spent, like, $15 on Halloween candy.
This is...
What the heck?
For yourself?
This is a general question.
No. Well, it's, like, 2 weeks away. If you go too late, then there's not anything there. But, they have little kids in our apartment complex that come around and trick-or-treat.
Yeah, of course they do. Now, I'm talking about the cost of costumes, candy, that sort of stuff.
I spend not a lot on costumes. I generally just try to find stuff out of my own closet or, like, thrift stores. I don't buy the pre-made ones because I don't like them.
Okay.
And also, yes, because I'm cheap.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Victoria?
You know, I don't even remember the last time I wore a costume for Halloween. I mean, I'm in New York City, and in our building there aren't any kids, so no one trick-or-treats.
And everybody looks creepy in New York anyway.
I mean, you see a lot of little kids together during the day with parents, and they do, you know, kind of organized trick-or-treating, but you just don't really see a whole lot. My favorite thing to do, actually, for Halloween is to drive to Sleepy Hollow, the actual town of Sleepy Hollow, which I love.
Look for the Headless Horseman to see if he's there.
I've been on the bridge where that inspired the Headless Horseman Bridge. And
there was
that,
not
the little
much
old
that
Dutch
scared
Reformed
the pants
church.
Off of me when I was a kid. It was worse than that Headless Horseman movie.
Oh, I know. That's what I love about Halloween.
Living pants off of me.
Yeah. Oh,
that in Fantasia. All right, anyway, Americans aren't average. Are planning to spend $84 this year on Halloween, an all-time high.
That's kind of a lot.
$8.4 billion spent on retail items for Halloween.
I guess that means decorations, too, because some people go all out and they get those huge, like, blow-ups and spider webs and all that
stuff.
But
you know what the biggest factor here is? Because the cost of chocolate, i.e. cocoa, has increased so much in the last year or so, the increase in candy costs is up by almost 44%, which I find very interesting. And how many have noticed that when you buy a candy bar at the store or buy the good candy, I don't pay much attention to what it costs. I just buy it because I like it.
What kind of candy do you eat, though, Doug?
I sometimes eat the cheap Three Musketeers kind of stuff. And then I was at the store the other day, and I bought some fairly expensive chocolate, and I put it in Meredith's freezer so that I can...
snack on it.
Let it thaw out. I don't keep... I tend to buy brownies or those blondie things to chew on here. But
do you find that when you buy chocolate, I mean, the last time I bought chocolate was 2 weeks ago. I was in Wegmans, and I bought the Wegmans brand, the 72% dark chocolate, which everyone says is supposed to be good for you if you have like an ounce of it a day. It was expensive. It was like $6 for a bar.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the real chocolate's actually really expensive.
And I guess that's probably where the cocoa is going way up in price. But I'm surprised that in Three Musketeers and Milky Way and all that stuff, I'm surprised that's gone up because I figured they would just add more filler and have less actual chocolate in their products.
Well, Hershey's Kisses, Tootsie Rolls, candy corn, those are the things. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Man, I don't understand the fascination there, but whew, do they sell?
I love. Are you kidding?
I don't like that mix, but some people really do. Anyway, the ways to save money, if people are looking for tips, you can buy the cheapest types of candy in 1 pound bags. Do you do that, or do you buy them individually? I mean, this seems like common sense stuff.
Well, for Halloween, you'd have to buy a one-pound bag.
Yeah, right. I buy bags. If you go to the fancy neighborhoods, though, they buy actual, like, real full-size candy bars.
Look for the buy one, get one free specials this week. Full-size candy, chocolates. These are the things to have, and you can buy a lot of them. There are apparently this week also in the circulars a lot of coupons for candy. Mm-hmm. You pay attention. Who looks at circulars anymore?
I do. Every Sunday. It's the best part of the paper.
Really?
To read all the doom and gloom. Read about what's on sale at Target. So, all in.
Does this stuff get sold online? Can you buy candy and stuff online?
I'm sure you can.
Amazon or something probably.
Yeah.
Amazon like Fresh. I mean, I use their grocery delivery service, so you could probably buy Halloween candy. Mm-hmm.
How many people bake for Halloween, where you actually bake the things, make things on your own to give away as treats. I remember
I think
as a
kid. Especially if you have kids for classroom parties and stuff.
Yeah.
My
popcorn
neighbor,
balls.
I would go up the street to my neighborhood, and there were the best cookies and cupcakes that were made and the out of this world brownies. I think that's where I got hooked on brownies when I was a kid at Halloween. We didn't get much candy, or I don't remember getting much candy. Frankly, but I remember that I just loved the brownies. Just loved them.
And I love taking I love brownies too.
Yeah.
But my favorite cookies that I've ever made from scratch are actual leftover Halloween candy cookies. And you just kind
really
of
good.
Mix in all of your favorite kind of Halloween candy, dice it all up, and you mix it in and bake cookies, and it's amazing.
Kind of like how I fix soup. Goulash.
Is that how you fix soup?
Exactly.
I just take everything that's in the refrigerator and that I haven't finished and throw it into a pot and cook it.
Add some stock?
Well, sometimes a little, yeah. I have some chicken stock or turkey stock, put it in, yeah. Yep, sometimes
that
works.
That works.
And I have it for breakfast. Some of it cooking downstairs right now. How's
okay,
that?
Okay, soup for breakfast is a little weird. That's very Asian of you.
No, soup for breakfast is very, very good for you.
I'm
there
sure
are all
it
kinds
is.
Of stuff. Soup
but
is
that only tends to happen in Asia.
No, well, it depends on who you're with.
Asia and Doug's house.
Asia and Doug's house.
Like yeah. Asia, but differently.
Everybody thinks of my place as an Asian paradise, I know.
Do you sing the Chinese song while you're making your soup in the morning?
Chinese, that's it, yep. 18 past the hour.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
I'm Bob Dorigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A couple of years ago, I saw a public opinion poll that said most people are more likely to know the names of the characters on their favorite TV show than the name of even one judge on their state Supreme Court. Now, since we don't see our state's top judges on TV every day, it's easy to understand why this is true. But considering that these judges can make as much public policy each year as the lawmakers in our state capitals, it should make us think twice. Because judges on our state's top courts are so important, they're elected in most states, and many of them will be on our ballots this November. Let's be fair. Judicial elections can be a mystery to many of us. But this election, let's change that. However you choose to vote, make it a point to get to know the men and women who are running to be a judge in your state, both at the local and the state level. Because of the First Amendment, they can answer your questions just like any other candidate. So feel free to ask them their views on the issues that you care most about. It's your right. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Grandmothers in the future may very well say, a smartphone means a lazy brain. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Scientists are closely studying the impact smartphones have on your daily life. Sadly, they are finding that these devices are slowly taking over our ability to think for ourselves. There are two types of thinking, intuitive and analytic. Analytical thinkers work harder at problems, using brain power to seek logical solutions. Intuitive thinkers rely more on outside help like smartphones to find information they may otherwise have figured out on their own. Our brains naturally tend towards mental shortcuts, so having your Android or iPhone handy can be a bit too enticing. This is a bad thing. When you replace thinking with a prosthetic brain, over-relying on simplified problem solving, well, as grandmother might have said, you use it or lose it.
We use mobile devices. devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
And change after the hour with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jen and Victoria is becoming sort of a country fan too under the influence of Jennifer. So this will have deep meaning. Tim McGraw, Faith Hill are getting Walk of Fame stars in Nashville. They are married, are they not, McGraw?
They actually have been married a long time,
I remember this time.
20 years.
I'm remembering, was a couple of years ago, Jennifer, we were talking about Tim McGraw and Faith Hill performing together, and some woman reached up and grabbed Tim McGraw on the butt.
She grabbed the front area.
Really?
Yeah, she grabbed the twigs and berries, yeah.
Anyway, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, getting their own stars, and not together, but their individual stars on the Walk of Fame in Nashville. Reba McEntire had the honor of presenting the couple with their stars yesterday, which happened to be just a few days shy of their 20th wedding anniversary. For those of you wondering how long they've been married, there you go, Jen Jen. So they then played a small show together at the Ryman Auditorium, billed as Sam and Audrey, which are their real first names.
I had no idea that Faith Hill wasn't her name. Yeah, it's Audrey.
Audrey Hill.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is. Audrey's an interesting name in and of itself.
How many stars are there on the Walk of Fame now? Does that, like, go to Arizona? No?
That's in Hollywood. The Hollywood. Probably.
Oh. Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
Thank God for side streets. Let's just say that. That's where they're at. That's where the stars kind of play themselves out.
So are they going on a tour together, Soul to Soul?
They did the Soul to Soul tour before, and then they did a residency in Vegas together, but now they've announced they're doing it again. So it's cool. Tim McGraw in concert is fantastic, and Faith has this amazing voice, so it's a good show.
So the
tickets, and they sing a lot together. I had no idea they had so many duets together that they've recorded.
Yeah, they have a lot of duets.
House on the coast. Like the Father and the Son, leave the Holy Ghost.
That's so cool.
You just say that most average men should not wear tight white jeans, but you have never seen them played off like anybody on Tim McGraw.
Really? He got skinny a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, well, he gave up drinking. And not that he was a big drinker, but I guess he would drink, and so he gave it up and became a really healthy eater, and he is ripped. Holy mackerel.
So I've never seen a pair of white jeans on a man.
Well,
that's ironic because you shouldn't.
Okay.
Well, the only time I have is when they're on a polo pony, so that's about the only time I've ever seen it.
All right, next up musically, Keith Urban. Looks like he's going to headline Nashville's New Year's Eve party. He persuaded thousands to skip out on lunchtime meetings to watch him perform a free midday concert in the Nashville arena back in May. This holiday season, he's gearing up for another outdoor party. He's been named the headliner for the New Year's celebration, the Jack Daniel's Music City Midnight New Year's Eve celebration in Nashville.
I bet that's fun.
A lot of Jack Daniel's probably flowing around at that event. He's been nominated for 4 CMA Awards, Jen, including Entertainer of the Year at the ceremony to be held next month. He's going to also do the... what's the connection between the Jack Daniel's Music City Midnight New Year's Eve concert in Nashville and the fact that he's going to rev up the crowd for the fireworks display? Isn't that one and the same?
Yeah, I would imagine, maybe. Yeah, they're going to have fireworks on New Year's Eve, and then they have a giant music note that drops instead of a crystal ball.
Like, oh, really?
In Times Square, they have a big music note that's lit up. Yeah, it's cool.
So would that be a better place? Because live would be better weather, I would guess, down there than in New York City.
Better weather.
You never see this thing profiled much. Probably profiled on the country music cable channel or something. All right, so that's the Keith Urban news. It's 28 minutes past the hour with DJ V.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Right, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. The story from Forbes magazine, the 400 richest people in America, 10% of them are immigrants. Immigrants, not the illegal immigrants that you hear from mostly Donald Trump but others. And the group includes Elon Musk, Rupert Murdoch, Jan Koum, who's the WhatsApp creator, John Katsimatidis, he's the guy who owns all the grocery stores in New York, Katsimatidis, I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Very influential Democratic donor he is. I don't know. Murdoch is on the right. And I say that because I recognize that. I don't know what Elon Musk's politics are, frankly. And I don't care. Here's a guy. When you look at this list, the 42 immigrants have a combined net worth of $250 billion. They're adding billions of dollars into the economy. And the reason that I bring this up, as you look at these reports on immigration and entrepreneurship and that sort of thing, we are now in a position, we are discouraging people like this from staying in our country because of the stupid Patriot Act. And it really is, at this point, it's inane. It's an insult. The Patriot Act is ridiculous. It has no value whatsoever. But yet, some of these clowns who want to use the immigration issue as a political tool, they point to it, well, we've got to protect ourselves. You wouldn't be able to protect yourself if you had an arsenal, some of these clowns. They're talking and they say nothing. I am very much in favor of curbing the flow of illegal immigration into our country, especially when you look at the stats and you see how many of these people get into trouble and they don't get prosecuted. They get deported and then they come back in the country. Wasn't it about a month ago I went through the story of a guy who'd been arrested 11 times on DUI, and the final straw was he got involved in an accident. Every single time he was arrested, he was involved in an accident. But the last one, he killed somebody in a car crash because he was drunk and illegal. And instead of prosecuting him, they just put him on a plane and send him back to where he came from. And then he'd work his way back across the border, go to the same town, live the same way, get into cars and get into trouble. And they just deport him over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So those people, that's why you need to have a government that actually is about service. The people in the government actually think, okay, let's look at this person individually. Can he contribute to our society? Yes. Then you bring him in, you encourage him to stay, and you get the best you can out of him. And likewise, he gets to live a wonderful life in this country. But instead, we treat them all the same. These nincompoops look at somebody and say, oh, well, look at that name. He must be illegal. He must not belong here. And by the same token, on the other side, the people who want to keep everybody because of their name or heritage, and we're being horribly discriminatory by what we say about illegal Mexican immigrants or Hispanic immigrants. No, we're just not being very discerning in how we treat the problem. And so with all these people that we were fortunate enough to get in our country, who have created all this wealth that they wouldn't probably have been able to do if they went to another country, and we wouldn't have had the benefit of them now being Americans, they all have gone through the process properly. They all have become Americans legally. And so why can't we follow that model? Bring people in. We have people that come to this country that are discouraged from staying because of the national origin. Remember I told you the story, Richie, you don't remember this because I think I told it before you were here, Victoria. Last winter, it was last Christmas, matter of fact, I rented a car from what is basically the Airbnb of car rental. It's called Turo, T-U-R-O. And in Los Angeles, I needed a car for 4 or 5 days, and the rates were crazy with Enterprise. So I happened to find this company, and the rates were almost half what I would have paid, and it was a Dodge Charger.
So you're basically renting somebody's car?
Well, that's
kind of a genius idea.
Yeah, it is somebody. Well, yeah, that's how it gets started.
I wonder what their insurance rates become.
Then there have been entrepreneurs who started doing this, who were going out and buying cars and just putting them into the system, and they can make money doing it. Thus was the case of the fellow who owned this particular company that was using Turo in Los Angeles. He was a Russian immigrant. The Russians paid for him to come to this country and go to a community college in California. He went through the process, did all the paperwork, became a legal citizen, and was a mechanic at a garage, a lot of Russians in Southern California, especially Los Angeles County, and they all take care of each other. So they had a garage, and he was working in the garage. And he and some of his friends bought a few cars to put into this system. And when I talked to him, he had 50 cars. and rented them all out. And he had three or four people that were working with him, a mechanic, people to keep the cars clean. And they'd pick you up and bring you to a grocery store parking lot where you could pick up the car. And that's what I did. And so I talked to him when he was bringing me back to the airport. He said he was 28, 29 years old. He said in 2 or 3 years, he'll have 200 cars and he'll make $2 million a year.
Good for him.
I said to him, well, did you come to this country expecting to do that? He said, yes, I knew exactly what I could do because Americans are too lazy to do the same thing. They'd rather collect $30,000 and do nothing. And I thought, here's a Russian who knows what's going on, as do many others who would come here. And like the, I keep talking about the Somalians that go up to Lewiston, Maine, who are collecting that same $30,000 and not even citizens.
Let me ask you something. When he took you to that grocery store parking lot, did he use a Slim Jim or a lockpick set to get into the car that he let you?
No, he had the keys with you. All very legitimate. Yeah. But anyway, you get the point of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just we have no common sense here. I don't see anybody running for office anywhere. It's got a lot of common sense. Okay, here's another good item. A psychosomatic medicine study shows researchers have tracked 53,000 men and women over 15 years to rate their sense of humor. And basically the bottom line is that people with a really good sense of humor live a long time. They used the study, used a questionnaire to assess the sense of humor that each person had, and some of the questions were kind of silly. Women who had high cognitive humor scores, that is, the best sense of humor, had a 48% lesser risk of death, with 83% less likelihood of dying from infection, 73% less likely from heart disease.
Which is the number one killer of women.
Yes,
beyond breast cancer and the heart disease is number one killer of women.
Number one, yep.
And it's and most of it, I'm sure Dr. Ken would say, most of it is stress-related.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about on the program yesterday.
Yeah, women hold stress more than men do.
Yep, or men who are in touch with their feminine side. One or the other.
Don't. Yeah, you're right. No, men who, absolutely.
So you got a good sense of humor, you live longer. yes, it's for you, this clever anecdote. All right. So those are the good news stories. Bad news today. I got to have one bad news story. No laughing reason. This is not a laughing matter. Some of the troops from Afghanistan who are in our country for military training are missing. Pentagon says there were 2,200 Afghans that have come to our country to work with the military. 44 have gone missing, and nobody knows where they are. It's unclear whether they came here.
Everybody search strip just, clubs.
And they came and they just sort of disappeared into the background. But the U.S. government says we have ensured, the Defense Department has ensured that these people are not associated with extremist groups.
Well, it's been a couple of years. We had three or four people that disappeared from one of these training visits five, six, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Hey, what do they think? They're going to go, oh, yeah, no, I really want to go back.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
they're
over
in
here.
Lewiston, Maine.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They're already collecting their 30,000.
They're collecting. They're up there. They're ready to go. All right. So that's story. It's now 44 past the hour.
Hi. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention listeners of this station, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited? Are you receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. Be aware that the IRS has the ability to seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your pension, social security check, or bank account. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call 800-245-4384 and talk with our professional team to get your free and confidential evaluation.
special programs are available to resolve your IRS debt and give you the second chance and fresh start you're entitled to and deserve. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. You need help. You need a team that's on your side. Experts who will work with the IRS to stop the threatening letters, negotiate a resolution, and make the nightmare go away. We have helped thousands. Let us help you. Call now for your free and confidential evaluation. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Okay, so a couple of people in the, a lot of people in the news today. One of them is Snoop Dogg. Does anybody know what his real name is? Snoop Dogg.
I want to say Curtis something. I forget.
Curtis, that's perfect.
Curtis LeMay. Anyway, Snoop Dogg has a new job.
It is.
He is the spokesperson. What, you give me his new job or you give me his name?
No,
Calvin.
Give me his name.
Calvin, yeah. Yeah. It was a C.
Cortazar Calvin Broadus Jr.
Good for him. So anyway, Snoop Dogg.
He's a Canadian. Holy crap.
Yeah,
he's a Canadian.
He is, and he just got a job this week being the spokesperson for the
He's not Canadian. He's from Long Beach, California.
He's from California. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But he got a job this week as the spokesperson for the first nationwide Canadian weed company. And the marijuana distributor said, quote, Snoop Dogg is one of the most trusted voices in cannabis, end quote.
Yes, yeah, they got you there.
I think you're probably right about that.
That'll be on his gravestone.
Do I what, Richie?
Do you know all of his nicknames, Doug? I figured you might.
Not really.
Snoop Rock, Snoop Doggy Dog, Snoop Lion, DJ Snoopadelic, Snoopzilla, Big Snoop Dogg, and Snoop Scorsese.
Big Bad Snoop. All right, we got him taken care of.
I'm going to start calling you that.
The Dogster. The Snoopster. It's 7 for the hour here, DJV.
Doggy Dog.
Danger.
IRS Blood Clot Device Alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Change after the hour. Time for Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and you have a conversation with our animal lover's friend, Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show. He deserves your attention, so we'll give him an opportunity to talk about all sorts of things regarding your four-legged companions in a moment here.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many brains do you have inside that head of yours? And yep, it's a trick question. The answer, 4.
That's weird, isn't it?
No, it's not weird. Not red. It's actually quite normal.
That's right. 4. There are 3 inside of your head. Okay, I'm getting technical. But based on the laws of encephalization, your brain grew from 1 part into 3. But here's the rest of the slant. New research suggests that we have a 4th brain hiding somewhere in our abdomen.
Oh, now you're just being crazy.
This brain is responsible for digestion, which is an act so complicated it needs its own specialist directing the activity. Now, what's the chief psychological trick? Well, have you ever heard or used the expression, I have a gut feeling? The truth, you probably do, and you got a specialized brain to help you monitor it. Check out my book, Chief Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on AppCheck, vegetable photograph collection will leave you speechless. 9 pictures of... are grapes really a vegetable? Vegetable photograph collection.
Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
All right, time now for Warren Eckstein to bring us he's got a wrinkle or two or three, his life lessons learned from his dogs, his cats, his pets. I see that New York State, Warren, has just signed a law allowing cemeteries for people to take pets as well. I wonder why there had to be a law. Why couldn't you just put cremated remains or the dog or cat themselves with their owner? They made a big deal out of this in New York. Governor Cuomo said four-legged friends are family for many. So how often is that done, do you think?
Yeah, it's not done. It hasn't been done legally. People have done it. For example, I have known people that have buried their pets, for example, in their backyard. When a member of the family dies, they put the ashes over there. But there were some health laws. I can never understand. They're already dead. I don't understand the health laws. But there are some health laws that prohibited people from being buried at pet cemeteries and vice versa. Crazy stuff. I mean, who's closer to family than your pets? Of course you want to be with them when you move on.
Right.
Of course. And there's so much that you learn from your dog or your cat you want to take with you. For example, if you stare at someone long enough, eventually you'll get what you want. Isn't that a lesson you learn from your dog? Your dog?
Absolutely.
Right?
But if you go to a graveyard and you read the headstones of human beings, say beloved father, grandfather, uncle, great-grandfather, but if you go to a pet cemetery and you read the headstones, my best friend, beloved pet, the one who never let me down. So the relationship people have with their pets is entirely different than the relationship they have with people. It's much closer. And therefore, when they do pass on, I believe that they should be allowed to be buried with their best friend. In many cases, they don't look upright.
Yep. Did you know that dogs can tell time with their noses? The way the dog greets you at the door when you've returned from your journey of even putting out the garbage. You notice that they're so happy to see whether you've been gone all day or whether you just put the garbage out. Did you know?
Because every time you move, this was my specialty, teaching dogs to sniff out bombs and drugs. So the bottom line is their nose is amazing. But every time you walk into a different room or every time you walk outside and come back in, you smell entirely different to the dog. So they come over and they sniff you. It gives them an indication of where you've been, but more importantly, who have you been with.
Really? I didn't know.
Absolutely. I mean, when I come home sometimes, I have so many smells on these mother dogs, it's like my dog looks at me and she's ready to call a divorce attorney. They do get envious. Yeah.
So do cats smell as well as dogs when it comes to that sort of thing, and how do they present when they know you've been with another cat, for example?
Let me give you an example. If you take two cats that live together and you take one of those cats to the veterinary hospital and you bring that cat back, very often those two cats don't recognize each other because of the smells that changed when they went to the vet office. So what I always do is before I take a cat to the vet, especially if it's a multi-cat household, I'll rub a washcloth all over the cat. And before I bring the cat back in from the veterinarian, I'd rub that washcloth back on the cat, putting the normal scent back on him so his best friend would recognize him. That's how important scent can be.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't know that before. All right, there it is.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.